again, because there'll be nothing more important to you than your peace. That'll be the end of upset. The reason why upset works right now is upset is more important to you than your peace.
One day it won't be. And guess what? I can say anything, you wouldn't let it bother you.
Because you're going to go, sorry, my peace is more important than those words that you're giving me. And guess what? I'm the one who give those words all the meaning they have for me. So I can just take all the power away from your words. You can say anything you want to say, and I won't get upset. Good deal. And everybody around you will think you're the best communicator they've ever met. Anybody else? Any questions about that paragraph? About that paragraph, at the point.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's talk about people come getting the lesson God gives you, the teacher he has appointed to translate time into eternity. Is that teacher the Holy Spirit?
Exactly. Yeah. Your teacher, and check this out. The Holy Spirit is nothing, the Course says the Holy Spirit is nothing but your sane mind. That's pretty funny when you think about it. The Holy Spirit is your sane mind. Because a sane mind would give itself instance of peace without fear all the time.
One more question?
Sure.
Okay, so what is your joy as a teacher?
The joy, my joy as a teacher is in the learner who turns around and gives what I taught them back to me.
Just like what's happening right now. Then that reinforces it in my own mind, which is what creates my reality. Then my reality becomes a reflection of the love that I'm sharing and communicating. Because all you have to do to create something is to share it. But we share the fearful, angry thoughts, and we keep our loving thoughts to ourselves, or only share them with select few. But we'll share our anger indiscriminately.
But we wonder why it's more anger than the love. Then we have people in our lives who have the audacity to tell us that we can only and should only love them. So then we're supposed to take all the love we're capable of, limit it to one person, share our fear freely with everybody indiscriminately, and wonder why we have more fear in our lives than we do complete peace. It's obvious. We spread the fear and exclude the love. So that person better be worth it.
You better toe the line. You want me to give you the only one in the world that I'm going to love is you.
You better be putting out. Yeah.
It better be good.
It better be good. I mean, it better be like the best on earth. Then I'll consider it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, cause what if something happened to you? I'm up the creek. I've been only giving my love to you, nothing to anybody else. You know. Jesus. And I'm not talking about sex. Sex is nothing. It's the last thing you should feel guilty about. Nothing's happening. Two things that don't exist are rubbing against each other. Two things that doesn't last are interacting. Two illusions are connecting. Nothing's happening. That's why we're trying so hard to make it out of something. Real sex is of the heart. And you can do it anytime, any place, anywhere.
Yahoo!
It is not limited to time and space and being in proximity and whether or not you're using Viagra. Okay, y'all ready for point? This is for paragraph 3.
Throw that in.
Yeah.
That was in the book.
Yeah, it's right there. It's right there. It's paragraph 2. It's right there in paragraph 2.
Yeah, I saw that.
Guilty people who feel guilty about sex shouldn't have it. And that's why they don't get a whole lot. Because they're guilty. They feel guilty about it. They feel afraid about it. They feel like there's something wrong with it.
even to the point you can't even talk about it in spiritual gatherings. That's how much fear of it is out there. So I think it's great that you hold yourself back. You're doing everybody a favor. Okay, you ready? Okay, here we go. How long can it take to be where God would have you? For you are where you have forever been, and you are where you will forever be. That's kind of depressing. Okay, we'll keep going. All that you have forever. Is this supposed to be making me feel good? I don't want to keep my life the way that it is forever. And I don't want to forever be where I am. See the resistance? Mm-hmm. See how when you hear the course, you see why there's a part of you to resist. All that you have forever. So if it's anything you really have, you can tell when it's something that's really yours, because when it's something that is yours, you have it endlessly. So if you're angry all the time, it must really be yours. Because whatever is yours, you have endlessly. So if you're endlessly in any state of mind, weary, upset, or whatever, it must only be yours. Because what is yours forever, endlessly. Well, hopefully I'll even get you more depressed. I'll get you so depressed that you'll come out of here fighting for your peace no matter what. You go to that point, I had it. I've had it. But see, this shouldn't be depressing when you hear it correctly. Let's hear it correctly. How long can it be where God would have you? Okay, if God wants you to only be in the position of peace and love, how long could it be for you to be there if that's what God wants you to be in? So it's really good news. It's telling you that you could be in happiness right now as soon as you like, because your Creator wants you to be in happy. Be happy. That's not depressing. The next thing it says is, you are where you have forever been and will forever be. Well, you have forever been nothing but love, and you'll forever be nothing but love. So where you really are forever is something that's wonderful, and you can't get away from it no matter how hard you try. So you temporarily tried to take yourself out of happiness by imagining that there was some other state that you could exist in. And now you're experiencing the result of that thought. But it only lasted an instant. You only forgot who you were for an instant, and you were instantly restored back to your original divine loving state. The reason why you're not experiencing it that way is that every time you hold a grievance, you relive that ancient instant that's over. So your fear makes you keep reliving events that are gone. So even though it's no longer there, you don't know it. You already made it back.
Would you take a breath for just a minute and just let that sink in without trying to understand it? And I hope you don't.
Yes.